Positive Thinking by Mike George. The Secrets of Self-Esteem, Part 2. Uniqueness, Beauty and Value. Our self-esteem is essentially shaped in our early childhood years. It only takes the negative vision of one parent or an older sibling to negatively affect our creation of our self-image, belief, and thereby distort our self-esteem. It takes only one traumatic moment of parental rejection, and we learn that we are rejectable and we learn to reject ourselves. The voice that told us who we are and what we are like are planted in our subconscious and can affect how we feel about ourselves, not to mention all that we think, say and do for the rest of our life. So, how can we check and change our self-esteem? A working definition is useful. Self-esteem is the knowledge and consistent awareness of your own uniqueness, beauty, and value. Uniqueness. Perhaps the most common habit we all learn to develop is to compare ourselves with others. Every time you compare yourself with another, watch for thoughts like, "They seem to be doing better than me. I wonder what it's like to be like them. How can they get all the luck? They are much better than me at that." Behind these thoughts, you are really saying you would like to be like them, live like them, and be in the position they are in. In that moment, you forgot you are absolutely unique. You can only be yourself. There is no one the same as you, and you can never be the same as someone else. If you keep thinking in this way, you only sustain an underlying sense of failure which eats away at your self-respect and self-esteem. Never compare yourself with anyone else. Realize and remember you are a one-off. Beauty. We are surrounded and easily indoctrinated by the beauty myth, which says that if you are not drop-dead stunningly gorgeous, you cannot be successful and happy. Our monthly glossy magazines are filled with beautiful people, sleek, slim, and airbrushed to the perfection, accompanied with the subliminal exhortation, "You too can and should like this, and if you buy that little bottle that you see at the bottom of the page and splash it all over, you will look like this, and then you will be beautiful, successful and happy." We then buy the bottle, splash it all over and wonder why nothing changes. Yet we all know real beauty lies within. We have all walked away from someone who said or done something that touched our heart, and we either said or thought, "Wasn't she or he just a beautiful person?" In that moment, we acknowledge that the idea that beauty comes from character. Every character, including your own, contains that beauty potential. Yet, few of us are able to find it and consist. Never base your beauty on your looks. Transfer it to beautify your character. value. How do you know your own value? Only from others in the context of your relationships. It's when people say things like, "Well done, great job, thank you so much, you were great," that we get our sense of value in life. Yet, when we do hear this from others, a little voice in our head may pop up and say, "Nah, it was just a fluke, it was just luck, it won't last." In that moment, we puncture the possible affirmation of our value, the value of our life to others. Conversely, others' disbelief in themselves is such that they crave such feedback and they will say, "Tell me again, did I really do okay? Are you sure it was that good? How good was I again?" They are needy individuals, somewhere in the past have become addicted to and dependent upon the approval of others, neither crave nor reject positive feedback. When it comes, accept it, affirm it, and express appreciation, and move on. The sure knowledge and continuous awareness of your uniqueness, beauty and value are the foundations of your self-esteem, from which will come your self-confidence, the ability to overcome adversity and withstand criticism. Like every time, ask a question to yourself. Whom do you find yourself comparing yourself with the most? Look out for the thoughts that would reflect. What three attributes do you see that are beautiful within your own character? What are these three things? Reflect. And once you have done reflecting, take an action. An action might be, say thanks for saying thanks to whoever says thanks to you this week. This was Clear Thinking by Mike George, and you're listening to Om Shanti Radio, the voice of peace.